Thank you for listening to the Bible Expositors Podcast with your host, Stephen Baker, taking you verse by verse through the Word of God from the pulpit of Harmony Baptist Church in Dalton, Georgia.
Hosea chapter 13 and verse 14, and the title of the message this evening is The Plague of Death. The Plague of Death. I have a good time with this title, and the introduction will be kind of fun if you like hearing about the plague. But the plague of death is the title, Hosea chapter 13 and verse 14. And verse 14 says, I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from mine eyes. So this is the Lord talking, and he's talking about ransoming his people, redeeming them from death, ransoming them from the power of the grave. And he says, O death, I will be thy plague. So we're speaking this evening on the plague of death. So let's go to the Lord in prayer and then we'll begin. Heavenly Father, thank you for letting us be in this service tonight. I do pray that you would forgive me for my sins. Fill me with your Holy Spirit as I preach. I pray, for those here that are listening, that you would forgive us, fill us with your Holy Spirit. We pray if anyone here is lost, that you convict them and save them. We ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the name above every name. Amen. By way of introduction, I want to talk about the plague for a few moments. Give us a little history lesson. This is all from Wikipedia. The Black Death was one of the most devastating pandemics in human history, resulting in the deaths of an estimated 75 to 200 million people in Eurasia, and peaking in Europe from 1346 to 1353. The plague created a series of religious, social, and economic upheavals which had profound effect on the course of European history. The Black Death is estimated to have killed between 30 and 60% of Europe's total population. In total, the plague may have reduced the world population from an estimated 450 million down to 350 to 375 million in the 14th century. The world population as a whole did not recover to pre-plague levels until the 17th century. That's pretty incredible. The Black Plague, a horrible disease. And recently in the news, we've heard about the plague, and there's different pandemics going on in the world. And the plague was a terrible, destructive thing. But much more destructive than the Black Plague is the plague of death. Death is a plague. That's our first point today. Death is a plague. And death is a plague, a terrible plague. It affects everyone in the world. Romans chapter 5 and verse 12 says, Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. This plague came into the world by way of Adam when he fell in the Garden of Eden, and it has passed to all men. Sin is the disease. It's the bacteria, and it has spread amongst all descendants of Adam, which is all of us. And wherefore is by one man, that's Adam, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. This death that has come upon all of us is not only physical death, resulting in us having to die physically, but it's also spiritual death that separates us from God. Death is a terrible plague that is spread to every single person who's been born of woman since Adam fell in the Garden of Eden. So we see that death is a plague. And I won't belabor you tonight by preaching like I was preaching to a lost person, but I will tell you that your friends and neighbors and family that do not know Jesus Christ as Savior tonight are under this plague of death. And the only solution is Jesus Christ. So death is a plague. Secondly, we'll notice that death has a plague. Death has a plague. Hosea 13:14, the Word of God says, I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from mine eyes. So God is saying here in the book of Hosea, he's saying, I am going to ransom my people from the power of the grave. I'm going to set them free. I'm going to redeem them from death. I'm going to set them free by paying the price. That's what it means to redeem. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. God says, and Jesus Christ says, I'm going to be the plague of death. I'm going to be the destruction of the grave. Jesus Christ is the death of death. He is the one that by his death on the cross ended death and that redeemed man from the grave and from death and destruction. He is the plague of death. 1 Corinthians 15:55 says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ gives us victory over death. He did that by dying for us on the cross. When Jesus Christ was nailed to the cross, he paid the price for all sins of all mankind. And he has paid the price even... Think about this. He even paid the price for the sins of people that will never be saved. Now, if you're a five-point Calvinist, you don't believe that. You believe that he only died for the elect because you believe that God is very efficient, and so he only dies for those that will be saved. But that's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches that Jesus Christ tasted death for all men. That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, not just the elect world, but all the world. He died for the world. But thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:25-26 says, for he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. And there will finally come a day where Jesus Christ reigns and where there will be no more death or crime or destruction. The former things will pass away. Jesus Christ gives us the victory over death. Death is a plague, but death has a plague. And that plague is Jesus Christ. And just think about this. The fact is that as Christians, we have hope that nobody else has. Because as Christians, we can have the assurance that when we die, that we will go to heaven, but that even heaven's not the end, but that one day our bodies, which are buried in the ground or burned or whatever happens to them, they will be put back together and rise from the dead and be raised from the dead. We as Christians have hope that as Christ rose, we shall rise. We have hope in the resurrection of the dead. And that is a hope that the world does not have. The assurance of salvation and the hope of the resurrection. Death is a plague, but death has a plague. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. So, we have seen that death is a plague. Number two, death has a plague. Number three, we need to spread the plague of death. Now, it's one thing, you know, when the flu epidemic was going on, every time you go to the doctors, they ask you if you'd been to a foreign country recently, and then they want you to wear a mask if you had been, so you wouldn't spread. Wasn't it the flu that they were doing that with, or was it something else? I think it was the flu. But anyway, they want you to wear a mask. Plagues, real plagues and real pandemics, they don't want us to spread them. But in this case, this is something we need to spread. We need to spread the plague of death. We need to spread the message of Jesus Christ to the world. The Bible says, Matthew 28:19, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. That's why, by the way, we support missionaries and world missions, because We have an obligation as a church to reach the world. Now, you have an obligation as an individual to reach your friends and neighbors, and we have an obligation to reach our community. But we must reach the world. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. When Jesus Christ gave the Great Commission, He gave it just to the disciples. Just to the disciples. And that was really, they formed the church at Jerusalem. And so that church at Jerusalem was burdened with reaching the whole world with the gospel. And they did. They scattered from there and planted churches all over the Roman world at that time. And so you take Harmony Baptist Church, we're a small church, but we can reach the world with the gospel. We can reach the whole world. And some of you may go. We may have some young men that come in here that we eventually train to go. But many of us will send people. We will give and we will send. And so, whether we go or we send, we're engaged in reaching the world. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. Acts 1:8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Notice how the Bible says here, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. We need the power of the Holy Ghost to witness. Now, we are beyond Pentecost. Pentecost has happened. That's what they were waiting for. We don't have to tarry for the Holy Ghost. We've received the Holy Ghost. But we do need to pray for His empowering and His fullness. And so, when we're empowered by the Holy Ghost, we can be witnesses. But notice what the Bible says, ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. So they were to be witnesses not only in Jerusalem, which was their city, the church at Jerusalem, but also in all Judea. But not only in Judea, but also in Samaria. But not only in Samaria, but unto the uttermost part of the earth. A church that is not evangelizing its community is not fulfilling the Great Commission. We must evangelize our community. But a church that doesn't reach out beyond their community and evangelize their county and evangelize their state and evangelize the United States and indeed evangelize the world is not fulfilling the Great Commission. We must do that as well. Ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. This was a small group of disciples that this was given to in Jerusalem, and they reached the world with the gospel. In fact, it was said of them that they which turn the world upside down have come hither. And so they took this message of Jesus Christ and they turned the world upside down. I'm going to close with a story about spreading this message of Jesus Christ, the plague of death. I'm going to close with this story about some people who had a disease. And this is found in 2 Kings 7:3. There were four leprous men at the entering in of the gate. And they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? So their city was starving, and they didn't have any food. And they said, why sit we here till we die? They had leprosy, so they couldn't go in the city. And they had to wander around outside. They had this terrible disease of the skin. And in verse 4 of 2 Kings 7, if we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we die also. Now therefore come, and let us fall unto the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die. They were pretty much out of options. They were going to die if they stayed outside the city. If they entered in the city, they were going to die. They were going to starve to death either way. If they went to the Syrians, who were the enemies of the Jews, if they went to the Syrians might take them captive and save them alive, and they might get some food. Otherwise, they would just die, which they were going to die anyway. So they rolled the dice, and they went to the Syrians. And they rose up in the twilight to go unto the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. Ah, the camp had been abandoned. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel hath hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us. God had scared them out of the camp with a noise. Now, the devil likes to use noises, too, to scare us. Most of what the devil puts against us are just threats. They're noises. They aren't real. But in this case, God had scared the host of the Syrians with just a noise. And they thought that the Jews had got enemies that the Jews hadn't even hired against them. Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight and left their tents, their horses, their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their life. So they ran out, left their horses, left their donkeys, left their tents. They left all their food, all their supplies. They left everything and abandoned the camp. And when these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink and carried thence silver and gold and raiment and went and hid it and came again and entered into another tent and carried thence also and went and hid it. Then they said one to another, we do not well. This is a day of good tidings and we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come that we may go and tell the king's household. We do not well if we do not tell. That's a sermon by Stinnett Ballou. We do not well if we do not tell. Just from this verse. This is what the lepers determined. They said, we do not well if we keep all this to ourselves. We need to go tell our people about this. And that's the thing that we should say to ourselves. We have the plague of death. We have Jesus Christ. We have the one who can guarantee and who does guarantee eternal life to all who believe in him. We have the message of salvation. We have the one who can save people. We do not well if we do not tell. Every one of us has an obligation to take the gospel to our loved ones, to our community, and ultimately to send people to take it to the world. We do not well if we do not tell. Let's spread the plague of death. Let's be plague spreaders. Let's spread this message of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for these thy people. I do pray now that we'll be able to spread this message of Jesus Christ, who is the death of death, the plague of death, the destruction of the grave, Jesus Christ. I pray that we'll be able to spread this message in this community and in the city of Dalton and in Chatsworth and in these two counties and then spread it beyond. I pray we'll be able to spread it in the prisons and in the jails and spread it even to the world through missions. We pray that we will be able to spread Jesus Christ, who is the plague of plagues, the death of death, the Redeemer of mankind. We ask it, Heavenly Father, that you'd help us in this. We ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.